A suicide bomber killed three Afghan civilians, including a woman and a child, and wounded 11 others in the southern border town of Shpinboldak today. Violence has swelled in Afghanistan despite the fact that the number of foreign troops has increased there to almost 80,000 this year. Since U.S.-led and Afghan forces toppled the Taliban's Islamist government in late 2001, the country has been working towards strengthening its democracy and improving human rights. Sumit Bisraya is the Afghanistan program coordinator at the International Development Law Organization. He noted an improvement in women's rights during his recent visit to the country.
One thing I saw that really encouraged me last time is we helped set up a public defender's office. And I ask them sometimes to take me to court so I can see actual court cases going on. And the last time I went, they had a female lawyer that took me over there. And in the car, I was asking her some of these questions. What's the situation like for women? Have things improved? And I was also thinking in the car, although I didn't want to ask her this, is she respected? You know, do the judges see her as a professional lawyer or do they see her as a woman? And I was pleasantly surprised when I got to the courthouse. Not only did all the judges and prosecutors have obvious respect for her, there were many other accused detainees there who were asking her to represent them because they'd heard so much good about her. Mm-hmm. We have to retain a sense of perspective. I mean, in countries like Switzerland and France, which have been democracies for many years, women didn't have the right to vote until 1960s or 70s. And so to expect Afghanistan in 5 years to provide equality on the street for women, I think, is going a bit far. But there are signs that changes are happening. I mean, one obvious example is every time I go, there are less burqas on the street of Kabul. And that for sure is a very visible example that women are more confident going out with just a veil instead of a burqa.